Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is December 29th, 2012, and it is officially the last Saturday of the year 2012. And people, this year has gone by really, really fast. But I'm excited about the opportunity that 2013 brings, and I'm also excited about the fact that we're here together right now, as always, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Championship Living, and I've got some great things in store for you. We're going to be here, you know, really, really quickly. This time flies by so fast, it's like I can't keep a grip on it. But in the same sense, we're going to manage the time we have together, and I'm so thankful for you. Again, each and every week you come out to this show, and I continually pray for you. I send you my love and my blessings because I appreciate you supporting the show because, again, without you, there's no reason for me to be here every week. So I thank you for this opportunity again. And before we go any further, I submit this show to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's the move of His Spirit. People, we got some really wonderful things on tap for tonight and just get you ready for 2013. 2013 is going to be an absolutely wonderful year. You know, I feel like it's the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Well, I decree and declare that 2013 is a year for you to live your dreams. I'm going to say it again. 2013 is the year for you to live your dreams. I don't care what has happened in the past. I don't care what you people told you can't happen, what they told you won't happen. Listen to me. Keep this in your spirit. 2013 is the year to live your dreams. I want you to write that on your bulletin board. I want you to put that on your heart. I want you to put it on your mirror. Put it in your wallet. 2013 is my year to live my dreams. People, I am excited, as always, to be here. But before I go too far, well, let me do this. I want you this. I want to know how we're doing. And I always ask this question, how am I doing? Let me know how we're doing with this show. You can reach out to me at Twitter, at Miles W. Miller. That's MyleswMiller. On Facebook, facebook.com/MilesSpeaks. That's MyleswSpeaks. You can also email me. Email me at mileswmiller@gmail.com, or you can call the office and just leave a message on the answer machine, or maybe, you know, if you call during regular business time, you'll actually get me. 770-674-8350. And just let us know how we're doing. We love the feedback, and I've been getting some really positive feedback from the shows that we've been doing, and I'm excited about, again, what we have planned for you in 2013. But before we go any further with 2013, we're still here in 2012, and we're still here on this show tonight, and I want to give you something that really gets you going, and I want to take you to a motivational moment. And I just want you to just relax and get ready for what we're going to talk about tonight. Tonight we're just going to talk about just getting ready for next year. But I want you to understand the things that you've gone through up to this point, they've been for a reason. And the things that you've gone through up to this point, they actually give your life seasoning. So with that in mind, I'm going to take you to this motivational moment, then you'll be right back with us here, Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back. Like I said, today is a day of new beginnings, and I want you to understand that the things that have happened to you from this point forward, up to this point, are for a reason. And to kind of bring it home, what I'm telling you today, I'm going to give you a quick crash course in a physics lesson. I'm going to teach you about vector physics today. Vector physics basically is like this. Vectors describe motion and momentum, and they also describe the magnitude and the direction of an object in space. Okay, for instance, an airplane would be charted by way of vectors, because it has magnitude and it has direction. Well, these things are always measured over time. Now, whenever time is measured from zero to infinity in the going towards the right, which is the positive direction, which means it's always increasing. Time is always increasing. Whenever you see a graph, time is always increasing as far as, you know, vectors are concerned with like the motion of an airplane, for instance. The direction of the vector is charted according to where the position of the plane is at a certain time. So if the plane is just taking off, the vector is going in a positive direction, both in magnitude and in time. Well, when the plane is landing, it's a negative vector because the plane is coming down, but it's still, you know, the time is still increasing. So how does this apply to your life? We're going to talk about the absolute value of your life today. And we're going to compare your life to a vector. Your life has magnitude, which means it has speed, and it has direction. And a lot of things may have happened up to this point that may not have been the way you want them to be. But we're going to chart this vector anyway. The absolute value of any vector, whether it's a negative vector or a positive vector, the absolute value of that vector is always a positive result. It's defined in mathematical terms. You'll see an equation, and there's two bars around it. There's a bar in the beginning of it and a bar in the end of it. What that denotes is that you're going to take the absolute value of this particular equation, this particular function. And what that tells you is that basically this is how far away from zero this function is. Well, now you've been living, you've been born, you're in the earth, you're no longer at zero. So as I told you earlier, you know, time is increasing now. Time is always increasing. The truth of the matter is, people, that when you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. I'm going to say that again. When you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. So let's go back to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then even going back to Genesis 15 and 20, for as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for my good. I got a shocking revelation for you, people. If you love God and are called according to his purpose, then the vector that describes your life, the magnitude of your life, states that all things that have happened to you, that are happening to you, and that will happen to you, are working together for your good. People, everything that you experience in life has worked together for your good. That's why I tell people, don't get bent out of shape over things you're going through. Don't let what you're going through stop you from where you're going to.
Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous times together, and I wanted to give you that particular motivational moment for one specific reason, and that's this. Each and every one of you right here, right now, have gone through something. You maybe have had someone tell you what you couldn't do, what you couldn't be, or what you would never amount to. Sometimes you made mistakes. Sometimes you got in your own way. Whatever the case may be, I'm here tonight to tell you that no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're going through, what you're going to go through, all things are working together for your good. God loves you, and you're called according to his purpose. You love him back, and it works. The destiny that you have, the life that's inside of you, is there for a purpose, there for an absolute reason. Never let anybody tell you what you can't do. Never let your past situation tell you what you would ever be. Never let anything get in the way of you being as great as you know you can be. Look, I don't know if you're like me, and I think you are to some degree. I think we're alike on this. There's a fire burning inside of me right now to be great. Not to be great so I can put another trophy in on a trophy case or to get another increase, another financial monetary raise. But there's a burning inside of me to be great because I know that's what I've been born to do. If you've been ever angry about, not being where you want to be, trust me, you know what I'm talking about. Because the reason why you would get angry is because you know there's something greater than what you're seeing, what you're experiencing. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. When you really have that revelation, it's hard to accept second-rate living. It's hard to not have what you know you're supposed to have. Some stuff is not even need. It's supposed to be. It's just this is how it's supposed to be. You know that in major ways, as human beings, we've been deceived on a major scale about what we should be accepting in life. In some ways, we've been told that we should accept poverty. Poverty is the experience of lack, whereas prosperity is the experience of abundance. And you can love God and be prosperous at the same time without being against God. Don't let anybody fool you anymore. You can prosper and have the family that you desire and have everything you possibly can imagine without there being some sort of spiritual deficit in your soul. A lot of times people have told us that it's not okay to really succeed too far. There's going to be a place where it's called enough. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is not a place called enough in the land of abundance. In the realm of possibility, there's no such thing as enough. You can, anytime there's abundance, enough is the mentality of lack. We're not going to take lack into 2013. 2013 is the year to live your dreams. Let your imagination flow free to experience whatever it is you want. Listen to me. You can have whatever you like. T.I. said it best. You can have whatever you like. You can have whatever you like. Listen to me. You can have whatever you like. Do you want a brand new car next year? Do you want a brand new home? You want to get married? Like I said, whatever the case may be, do it. You can have it. Just put it in your mind that this is what you want. And give that to your imagination and allow your imagination to create beautiful scenarios. Allow your imagination to put you in position to win, people. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your imagination and your mind, when tandem together, are more dynamic than any vehicle you ever see in your lifetime. They are the powertrain of your lifetime, of your experience. And you have to work with them together. You have to make them together. And you have to keep them working in tandem with each other. That the mind can't go too much further. You can't go further than the imagination. The imagination can't go further than the mind. They have to work together. And the imagination is abundantly, infinitely expansive. But so is your mind. Your mind is the controller, but the imagination is the engine. And you have to allow it to work. People, I want to see you live in the life of your dreams. Listen to me. I don't know if you can even hear it in my voice right now. I want to see you live in the life of your dreams. I want to see you happy and not sad. I want to see you up and not down. I want to see you able to be free and not in bondage. I want that for you. And the thing about it is, I know if you hear my voice right now, you want it for yourself more than anything. And I'm here today to tell you, go get it. You know how we say it around here. Go get it. The life of your dreams is wonderful. Go get it. We don't quit on our dreams. We don't quit on our goals. We don't quit on our business around here. We tell people like this, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I don't know if I can say it enough. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I don't know if I said it to you enough. Let me say it one more time. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. Yeah, somebody hearing me now. I can feel it. Somebody's hearing me now. Yep. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I know you hear me. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. You haven't heard anybody tell you that before. I'm here tonight to tell you the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. No matter what obstacles may be in the way, the life of your dreams is that important to challenge that which challenges you. And I tell you this much, when you begin to challenge those things that challenge you, they begin to move out of your way. They know that you're not afraid anymore. See, it's not a bully's biggest tactic is fear. A bully's biggest weapon is fear. If you remove fear from the equation, a bully is no longer a bully. Because a bully hides behind fear. But you're greater than that. Your dreams are more important than that. You have to go get it. 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 You must go get it. Listen to me again. You have to go get it. There's no excuses anymore. 2013 opportunities are going to be presenting themselves to you, and you have to be in position to take them. You have to be in position to opt to execute when they show up. You have to be in position to do what is best when great opportunities appear. Overcoming adversity is always key. Overcoming the naysayers is always key. Get beyond the haters. Get beyond the doubters. Get beyond anything that comes against your dreams, because you are greater than that. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. I can say this all day. I can say this all day. In fact, I say it to myself all day. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. I say it multiple times a day. I say it to myself in my sleep, because I even recorded myself saying it. So I play it in my sleep. Let me tell you. So around the clock, I'm hearing myself telling myself, the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And I'm telling you, people, things are opening up for me. Opportunities are presenting themselves to me. I'm going places now. People are offering me speaking engagements. I'm going places now. People want to get me to coach them. I'm telling you what can happen, people. If you just speak out over your life, what you want to see happen, the life of my dream is wonderful and I deserve it. Part of my dream consists of me being a well-thought-out coach and speaker. Now it's to the point where my dreams are chasing me. I'm not chasing my dreams. I chose the life I wanted, which is the life of my dreams, because I know I deserved it. And now all of a sudden, doors are opening up to me even when I sleep. I'm telling you, people, this 2013 is your year. Keep confessing, the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful and I deserve it. I have some stuff planned for you tonight that we just shifted gears. I'm here to encourage you. I'm giving you one last piece of encouragement before we get out of here. But for 2012 into 2013, go get it. This is your time. Your time has come. Your time is absolutely right now. Your time has come. Your time is right now. Your time has come. Your time is right now. It's time to live your dreams. The nightmare ends now, people. The nightmare ends now. The nightmare ends now. The nightmare ends now. The nightmare ends now. The nightmare ends right now, people. It's time to live your dreams. It's time to go get it. It's time to, if you want to go and take your family on vacation, take them on vacation and not have to worry about things. But you have to be ready to receive the input that will take you over the top. Receive the input that will change your life forever. Receive the information with the ideas. People, a witty idea can come to you in a twinkling of an eye. It can come to you anywhere. You can be driving down on the freeway. You can be at work. You can even be in the bathroom. And you can get a witty idea that can change the whole complexity of this earth, of this world. Be open for opportunities everywhere you are. I don't care where you are. Be ready. Be open for opportunities to present themselves to you, because they will. Whatever your mind is most attuned to, you're going to draw it to you. You're going to see it. That's why I tell people, don't look for problems all the time. Start looking for beauty. Start looking for places, looking for reasons to admire the beauty that you see in the room. It could be a person who just walked in and have on a nice pair of shoes. Acknowledge it. Every acknowledgement of beauty multiplies in your universe, in your world, in your realm. Every time you opt that you can objectively see beauty and recognize it and honor it, it increases in your own life. I'm giving you some secrets. I'm giving you a tip. I'm giving you some tips here now. Tune your mind to beauty. Tune your mind to love. Tune your mind to abundance. And all you will see is those things in abundance. You know, look, trials and tribulations, we know they come. We know that bad situations, bad things are going to happen in this lifetime. We can't get around it. Sometimes some things are going to happen that you can't explain. And no matter how much we pray, no matter how much we fast, no matter how many times we give offerings, you won't be able to explain some things. But that's okay. Life is simple, but yet complex. But in its complexity, it's still simple. So with that in mind, people, dictate to your life what you want it to look like. Decide right now what you want 2013 to look like. Create the vision for your life right now. If you haven't made a vision board of what you expect 2013 to look like for you, then I highly suggest you get on it. I highly suggest you get on it. If you need some help, you need a coach through the process, I am for hire. You can call, you give me a call at my office, 770-674-8350, or you can email me at mileswmiller@gmail.com, and I'm here for you. Look, let's go get it. I don't want to see you dragging behind anymore. I want to see you living the life of your dream. I want to see you stepping tall. I want to see you with your head up and your shoulders up and your chest out, breathing good air, and walking really well, walking powerfully towards your destiny. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what Lionheart Enterprises is for, and Miles Miller Motivation. That's what we're here for. That's what this show is for. That's what the Wednesday Night Show, the Miles W. Miller Show, and the Impact Radio Network is for. We're here to help you, people. I'm here to help you. Look, I'm going to keep you and help you stay in position to win, because I have a hard time watching people suffering and watching people not living life of their dreams, because it's painful. It sucks. It sucks to know that something inside of you is great and it wants to be expressed, but for some strange reason, it's just not happening. But 2013 is your year. And I'm telling you, I'm here to encourage you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. You remember that. That's my motto. That's my mantra. I say it all the time. And I want to remind you of it. Don't ever give up and don't ever quit on your dreams. There's a lot of great things out there for you. Don't let anything that happened in 2012 and in the past, and beyond that in the past, stop you from being great in 2013. Look, 2013 is your year to live your dreams. People, I love you so much. I don't know if you realize how much I really love you and how much I really care about you, how much I really want to see you get this. I love you so much. I got a theme song I want you to hear. I got something I want you to hear, because I feel like this song encourages me. And I want to give this to you. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. I want to play this song for you, and I want you to be encouraged by this song, because this song encourages me. And it's just a matter of moving forward into your destiny. And I'm going to play for you guys right now a really powerful song. I just want you to listen to the lyrics. I want you to listen to these lyrics. These lyrics will give you a blueprint to how to succeed in 2013. So without further ado, I'm going to take you to this song. It's called Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead. And you're listening to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
know someone that had a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together. Gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
And we're back, people. That was, again, Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead. And people, I just wanted to just give you that song right there as motivation for 2013. People, I take your dream serious, believe it or not. Many of you I've never met in person. Many of you I don't even know. But I know this. I know your spirit. I know inside you lives a dreamer that wants to express the beauty of what's inside of you. And sometimes some other doctrines have come to try to tell you that you can't be this, you shouldn't be that, or just give up on that. And I'm the person that comes to tell you, no, live the life of your dreams. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. It's what you've been put here to do. The life of your dreams actually inspires other people to live a life of their dreams. Let me say it again. You living the life of your dreams inspires other people to live the life of their dreams. And with that in mind, you always push towards living the life of your dreams because the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Like I said, there's two things in life. There's two things in life that every dreamer, every visionary, every go-getter that's successful possesses. These are two intangibles that every visionary, every dreamer, every go-getter possesses. Two things. The first thing is that they believe it's possible. They believe in that thing that's inside of them. They believe it's possible. Believing makes it possible. All things are possible in them which believe. And then secondly, they feel like they deserve it. They feel like they deserve to see the manifestation of that which they believe. Anything you feel like you deserve, you'll maintain it better. When you get it, you'll hold on to it longer. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Do you really hear what I'm saying, people? Believe that it's possible and feel like you deserve it. And you can do those two things towards your goals. They have to manifest. Not only will they manifest, you'll keep them. I'm talking about blessings that you can keep. The blessings of the Lord that make it rich and have no sorrow with them. People, I got less about 60 seconds left in this show. And this is the last show in 2012. Next time you hear my voice, it'll be 2013. I'm thankful for you. I love you. I'm praying for you. And without a shadow of a doubt, I'm here today to tell you the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Not only that, my motto and my mantra, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. People, this is Miles W. Miller. I'm signing out for 2012. I love you. I see you in 2013 so that we can together live the life of our dreams. God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you next year.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.